All right, what's going on, guys? Wow, what a night, what a week. And first of all, I just want to welcome you guys back to episode two of the Trail Count. And tonight again, I got my boy Jules Bell back in the building with me. We got a lot to cover. It's your boy, the Handsome Heel Trail again, Jules Bell in the building. Jules, say what's up to everybody, man. How you feeling tonight, bro?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, man. So dude, tonight, first of all, man, let's open up. Like, first, it's so much to happen this week, so much to cover. But Dirty Dom, the new Triple A champion. And you know I'm a big Dirty Dom fan. You know, I got a big smile on my face. Huge Dirty Dom fan. And you know what, man? I kind of knew that he was gonna win because it was kind of a dead giveaway. For everybody that watched, I think it was on SmackDown right before, they had a segment in the back with Rey Mysterio coming in there, and pretty much he's like, well, Dirty Dom's talking about how he's gonna win, and Rey Mysterio walks up like, oh, you think it's gonna be that easy? And then Dom is like, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll make a bet with you. When I win, you gotta come out there and shake my hand and put the title around my waist. And then Rey is like, you know what, if you do it, I'm a man of my word. Like, I'm gonna do it. And honestly, I feel like that was a story set. But you know, the story, obviously, with Dirty Dom being a heel, and obviously he doesn't like his dad, story-wise, right? But you know, like in real life, like I'm obviously these guys love each other, you know what I mean? In real life. So I feel like it was a great story setup. It was a great excuse in a way to set it up. So Ray could be out there with his son for his first, you see what I'm saying? His first major world title. You feel me? Like,
Yeah, so the thing is, Dirty Dom right now, ever since I'm gonna take it back to when this Dirty Dom got in, with his with Rey Mysterio, and they were tagging together and everything. So, and then they did the little breakup, and then of course, it led to WrestleMania, and it led to they matched together, and so. Then Dirty Dom breaks away, goes to the Judgment Day, and his career just it just takes off. And then him and Liv Morgan get together, and they have their little thing going. And yeah, his career just went crazy. And then of course WrestleMania 42, he just he skyrocketed.
Skyrocket. Put a
Skyrocketed.
strap on that boy's back.
Went to in 41, and he just, yeah, the people love him. The
Yeah.
people, so you can't discredit what Dom has done, what he's doing right now in the business.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Well said, man. I mean, yeah, it's crazy watching him. Just like you said, the transition, everything. When he first showed up, he's like this little snot-nosed kid following, Ray around, the little corny father. I mean, at first I was like, oh man, I don't know if this is gonna work. But it just shows you how amazing WWE creative is and how they can tell a story and then bring, somebody from nothing, you know what I mean? Like, and develop that character. And like you said, Judgment Day for him doing wonders. And man, I'm just a huge fan. And like you said, WrestleMania 42, we were out there in Vegas, man. We were actually there live at the post show when he came out there, man. And even at the show, but especially at the post show, man, when he hit the stage at the post show press conference or whatever. I mean, fans, like, I mean, all of us, you could feel the energy, right? You know what I mean? When he's out there, and like you said, he's a major star, a great talent, and now, man, I'm love seeing these both these belts on him, and also, man, this is doing a lot of exposure and big things popping, man, right now for Triple A, man. You know what I mean? Having him the face of the company right now. You know what I mean? Especially for a lot of mainstream fans like myself. Like, honestly, we know I'm a mainstream guy. I try to watch other stuff like your New Japan and AAA. Honestly, man, I've never watched AAA until they got bought out by WWE. But obviously this, brings in, fans, somebody, it gives them a champion that people know. Everybody knows Dirty Dom, you know, because a lot of these guys in AAA, you know, much respect to those guys. But honestly, unless you're like a hardcore, like day one Triple Mania fan, I don't know like 95% of these guys, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but even some of them, even though they're new to me, I'm becoming a fan of guys like Psycho Clown, you know what I mean? Things like that. Mr. Iguana's pretty cool, you know, with the whole puppet thing, you know what I mean, going on. So things like that going down. But yeah, man, congrats to Dirty Dom, man. But also, let's talk about tonight, man. SmackDown. So you got, of course, Brock Lesnar and your boy R-Truth and a funny ass segment. But then Brock Lesnar hits the F5. I'm talking about hits the F5 so hard that he rips his pants, man, straight out the back. But you know what? As funny as that was, if that had happened to anybody else, that would have been like a major disaster. Like that would have been like, you know, all over the internet. It would have been a failed segment. It would have been fans making fun of him on the internet. But dude, only Brock Lesnar can get away with ripping his pants on SmackDown and still looking cool while he did it. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that was crazy, man. Yeah.
That was crazy. Like you said, only Brock Lesnar can get away with that. Nobody else can probably get away with that segment and ripping your pants other than Brock Lesnar. They would have probably crucified him online. If that was anybody else.
Yeah, dude, I would have fried anybody. I mean, all of us would have fried anybody else. There'd be so many memes, reels, all type of stuff. You know what I mean? But Brock can basically do whatever he wants. I feel like Brock could come out with a tutu or a dress on and F5 somebody. People would still think it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's Brock Lesnar, man. So, yeah, that's crazy. But, it's still great to see him back, man. You know, and as they say, he beat the case, beat the allegations. You know what I mean? Good to see him back.
We're gonna talk about it.
But yeah, that's great, man. Not too much on SmackDown. I'll tell you what, a blockbuster match tonight between Jay Cargill and Tiffy Time continuing to elevate herself as usual. And great to see Jade. I was kind of worried for Jade at first. I hadn't seen her in a while, but I felt like and obviously, you know me, I'm not that fan. Like, I have so much faith in the company and so much faith in Papa H and the creative crew. But I was a tad bit worried that they had kind of dropped the ball of Jade Cargill. But it's great to see her back out there now. Had a great match tonight. The double count out or whatever it was between her and Tiffany Stratton. Keeping both of those stars protected right there. You know, so that showing the company, showing their value in Jade. And then, of course, you got the big back. Nia Jax the fridge popping out the cut, you know what I mean, getting involved. So we're gonna see where they go with that. So yeah, man, so that was pretty good. But pretty much, I mean, it was a decent SmackDown. I'm gonna get into my ratings of each show this week here in a little bit. Yeah, it was pretty decent. And then you have Booker T. I'll tell you what, dude, Booker T, I don't know if that was temporary or what, man, but I'd like to see him on SmackDown.
And I just about to say, I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, Ma, go ahead.
Somehow, some way, I don't know if Vic Joseph and Booker T can stay on SmackDown and Cole and Corey Graves can work Raw. If that can happen, and I don't know who's going to run NXT as far as commentary, but. Cool Tuesday and they got a cool Friday. I mean, go ahead and do it because I mean having Booker T on that commentary is just hilarious, and I think SmackDown, that's exactly what SmackDown needs for its television show going into like 2026. So it's definitely hopefully they'll keep it that way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Booker T is great. It doesn't matter. Booker T, you put him anywhere, man. He's going to be awesome, man. He's funny as hell. He fits in with everything. And then speaking of commentary, kind of bouncing back to real quick, JBL on commentary tonight on AAA. That was yeah, dude, I thought I was back in, well, for me, you know, JBL was doing his thing on commentary when I was in high school, man. So that was great to see JBL back on commentary.
I'm glad they got JBL over there on Worlds Collide.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing the Worlds Collide thing over there for the audience in the U.S. So that's good to see that they're keeping him still in the WWE fold. So that's,
yeah. Yeah, speaking of him, man, kind of bounce around here a little bit, but speaking of him, so if you remember back, he was randomly attacking people, man. He was hitting people, hopping the barricade. He was hitting people, you know, and just diabolically hitting them with these random clothesline from hell with no explanation. And then he never did really finish up that or explain that or really, he just kind of did it. What it was going on for like a month or two, and then he just stopped.
Yeah, so I think what that was, I think they were gonna try something, and I think that was in TNA. I think they was gonna try something, and then I think they just scraped it all. I really think they just scraped it all together, to be honest. But yeah, he was running for a while during that whole thing. He was actually coming in a different promotion, not just TNA, but he was coming in a different promotion doing that. So kind of got started. But yeah, they had dropped that whole gimmick. And I think when he got signed to WWE, or he's still on that Legend deal contract, I think that's where they kind of cut ties with it, and they were like, okay, well, we gonna scrape this. He's doing WWE stuff now, so.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, because, yeah, I was like, what the hell? I think, I remember him helping Nick Nemeth. He was the world champion on TNA, and then, of course, it was Nick Nemeth claiming that he didn't know why. I mean, this is back when Nick Nemeth was a face. Now he's a heel, but back when Nick Nemeth was a good guy, and he was the world champion. JBL was helping him win the matches, or win at least one or two. And then everybody, of course, you know, thought at that time that JBL and Nick Nemeth were in cahoots. But then Nick is like, hey, I don't know why he did that. I'm not working with him. And I thought it was going to turn into a thing where obviously, eventually, which eventually he did turn heel, but it was with the Hardy Boys. But I thought it was going to be a thing where Nick Nemeth turned heel, of course, and then reveals that the whole time, obviously, that he lied and JBL was helping him out, you know what I mean? Or whatever, but, you know, that never happened. But, yeah, man, either way, still good to see him around. He looks great. Honestly, bro, he looks like he can get in there right now and have a 5-star match still. He looks like he, you know what I mean? So he looks, you know, good, and that's always good to see those guys keeping up with themselves. So, anyway, let's talk about, like I said, I was going to get into the quick rating of each show this week. So Monday Night Raw, man, it's, dude, I watch so much wrestling in the week. It's like a fucking blur, bro. Like, you know what I mean? it's like, I try to remember all of it, man. My schedule's so busy. I know Monday, I'm gonna have to give Monday, I give it a strong 7. It was a solid show. AJ Lee pops up again on Raw, does her whole promo thing, to continue supporting that big match coming up at, Palooza. And yes, I'm gonna call it Palooza. I don't care what y'all think. That's what I'm gonna call it. I know it's WrestlePalooza. I'm calling it Palooza for short because I want to be cool. So I don't care. Okay, so it's Palooza. Okay, so Palooza. She did her thing. So a lot of fans online complaining, you know, or whatever, are trying to assume the moves of the company because they're saying, oh well, AJ. Well, people, and we don't even know that. Or I think they might have came out and said that, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Either way, people are kind of pissed off because they're saying that Stephanie Valkyrie was supposed to have her contract signing on Monday, and it got scrapped from the show. And people are saying it got scrapped from the show because they needed time to give AJ Lee to cut her promo. And that may or may not be true, but who gives a shit? Honestly, I mean, I'm looking. I love Stephanie Valkyrie. I'm looking forward to seeing her in the match. What is it against Io Sky, right, for the title? Right, I'm right. So I mean, that's fine. Obviously, the match is not canceled. The match is happening. Even if they did cut that out, obviously, most likely, for sure, like this Monday, they will have the contract signing this Monday on Raw. We still have time. We have a whole nother Raw before Palooza next weekend. So I don't even know why people are trying to write the show or assuming something is getting cut or whatever. Just, again, these fickle-ass fans, dude, always trying to, you know, be, I call them living room bookers. Living room bookers. You know what I mean? just big back living room neckbeard mark bookers thinking that they know everything. Just calm down. We have an extra Raw coming up. I guarantee you guys. And I can't wait to come back here on the Monday pod to tell you I was right that there will be a contract signing. Matter of fact, I'm calling my shot. It's going to happen. This Monday, there will be a contract signing between Stephanie Valkyrie and Io Sky on Monday Night Raw. You heard it here first on the Trail Count. Okay, so tired of hearing about that. So yeah, a strong seven. You know, nothing special. I mean, it's hard to impress me, man. Like, I watch so much shit. Like, so Tuesday, and then you had NXT. And honestly, I don't know. I feel like NXT is running a bit dry. Like, it's not really holding my attention like it used to all the time. I feel like the tempo goes up and down. And I feel like that might be because of the fact that they are moving a lot of people very quickly to the main roster. And then trying to bring in stories. What are you going to say, man?
You know, sometimes they feel that you're ready. And then they just shoot you up to the main roster. And then sometimes, you know, you just go. You know, you bypass all that. You see that, you know, you a talent or whatever, and you're good. And, you know, you could work. And so they just, hey, we're going to bypass you. But, yeah, like you said, it's up and down most weeks. I don't really think their viewership is as high as, you know, it was when it first hit, like, the CW and stuff like that. I think it really took a hit, you know, as, you know, and then they, as you saw, I think they brought in, they brought in Carmelo Hayes. Come in
there. For the homecoming show.
Yeah. For the homecoming show. So, you know, they trying to do something with him. So.
Now, I'm looking forward to that. The homecoming show Tuesday is going to be stacked because that's their special. I mean, I get that, though, because that whole thing is just like, you know, oh, it's the homecoming. So a lot of people that made their name, that cut their teeth on NXT coming back for the homecoming show, just like you got DIY coming back, you know what I mean? Rhea Ripley popping up on there. All the OGs of NXT, right, back in the day, popping up. So I do like that, though. I like that, though. Like it's kind of like the new school and old school doing a super show, right? So, yeah, I'm cool with that. And then you even got, man, like, dude, thank you for saying that, actually. Well, dude, blast from the fucking past, dude. Freaking Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze, dude. I was like, what is it, 2016, 2017 around here? What is going on? It's Tyler Breeze. Yeah,
was on there. They go crazy. I believe they should. Man, I don't know what happened. I think they need to rehire that man back for it.
I don't know if it's a one-off for the homecoming or what, but I know he's gonna have a match against Ethan Page, right, for that whatever that shit's supposed to be, this fake Canadian title, whatever's going on, that's ridiculous, that whole gimmick with the, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not, I mean, I like Ethan, I like Ethan Page, but I don't know. Right now, he's kind of stale. I mean, right now, NXT could be a little bit better, but I'm going to go ahead and give the show a 6, because you did have the OGs pop up, like I said. Like, Tiffany Stratton's going to be on there, I think, and some other people popping up on there. Obviously, again, Tiffany Stratton also cut her teeth in NXT, so everybody popping back up. So, yeah, we'll see what happens next week. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be a banger of a show. It seems like it's going to be pretty decent. And we're probably going to get some more surprises with it being a big show. So, So, AEW actually this week. Also, I mean, it's AEW. It's AEW. It never keeps my full attention, but I mean, whatever. I feel like right now, Hangman Page, I really like Hangman and MJF. Those two guys literally carrying the company on their back, bro. But I mean, the match that I liked was the, I think it was like the hardcore match or whatever, hardcore or whatever, well, street fight, whatever you want to call it. Tony Storm versus Sky Blue, man. And Sky Blue is so bubblicious. Shucky ducky quack quack. My Booger T voice. You know what I'm saying? Man. I mean, she's hot, man. Like, you know, she was looking good, man. Honestly, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. I was watching that ass the whole show, the whole match. You know what I'm saying? But man, but I mean, besides that though, it really actually was a good match. They did put on a good match. And then at the end, of course, you get the involvement from the whatever that group is called, the Triangle of Chaos or whatever the hell that shit is. You got Tekla. I really like her. Even though I feel like Tekla is like a Timu Zarya. You know what I mean? But I do like Tekla though. But I feel like she, you know what I mean? I feel like Tekla in ring and her presentation is great. I just feel like they need to work on her talking more. I don't think I've ever heard her do a promo. She kind of just comes out there with Julia Hart and what's the other chick? Megan Bain. Yeah.
With AEW, sometimes they don't give their performers talk, speak, everything like that. Sometimes it's just a backstage promo. And that's the thing. And I was telling somebody else this earlier. I was like, Tony Khan should hire some writers. They don't necessarily have to be like, you know what I'm saying, like WWE based. You know, they don't have to pattern themselves after WWE, what they do, you know, copy their moveset and stuff. But if you get some good storytelling in there and you tell a good story, then that'll keep your audience attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not doing that on most weeks. Like, you can't even tell, like, what's going on. You're just throwing these matches together. And then come pay-per-view time, yeah, you killing it come pay-per-view time. But when you get to your weekly show, it's like, what is we doing?
yeah, and dude. Honestly, the 3-4 hour pay-per-views, I enjoy them. All the matches slap. Like you said, AEW puts on some of the best pay-per-view matches. I'm not gonna lie. Like, actually, what? And that's crazy because, like, I'm bored to death with the weekly show. But then, like you said, when there's time for like an All In or All Out or a Full Gear or whatever the case is, Wrestle Dream, whatever it is, I'm super excited. It's like really good cards, right? And really good matches. And somehow, even with the shitty weekly events, they somehow managed to still sell the story. And actually, the pay-per-view makes sense, actually, which is crazy. I don't know how the hell that's even possible. But they're actually pulling that off. So, like you said, whatever the formula is that gets these pay-per-views off, I feel like that needs to be implemented into the weekly shows. You know what I mean? And that happens, then we can get something else. But overall, with everything, I'm going to go ahead and give it a... And I'm going to give it a 6.5 this week because of the street fight. And then, of course, MJF and Hangman doing their thing this week. And then TNA, the Impact Zone. TNA is TNA, man. I mean, TNA actually, I enjoy TNA. But I feel like TNA's gotten better. I don't care what anybody says and people say whatever. But I honestly feel like WWE is writing or at least assisting TNA. You know what I mean? And then, of course, Trick Williams, Trick Willie over there doing God's work. Again, carrying TNA on his back right now, whipping those tricks, keeping eyes glued to the screen. You know what I mean?
And that's something to keep the TNA people's attention. You know, over there, because if we didn't have this partnership right now, I 100% guarantee you that nobody would be paying attention to TNA right now. Like, seriously. Like, this partnership right now is really helping them. Like, it's helping them out big time. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would say let's go ahead and buy TNA, man. Because then it opens up so much, right? I feel like both brands will benefit. Because, dude, now... You can have stuff like on a Monday Night Raw or even on a SmackDown where you got Sami Zayn, the new United States champion, doing his open challenges. He runs these open challenges. Anybody might come out, man. I'm talking about you got, imagine Sami Zayn rolling up on SmackDown and then, and freaking open challenge. Here comes freaking Moose out the curtain. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Like Nick Nemeth out the curtain. Can you imagine that? Nick Nemeth and Sami Zayn would actually put a banger on, you know what I mean, for the U.S. title. Imagine that. Or anybody, any of those guys that you would never have imagined. Imagine Steve Maclin coming out on a Monday night, getting up in somebody's face. You know what I mean, man? Or something, man. You know what I mean? Like, just stuff that we never thought we'd see. You know what I mean? Because they already have NXT people come over all the time, over to TNA. But I'm not sure what the extent of the agreement is, but it's already happening. I mean, dude, you got Trick Williams with the world title right now. So why not? You know what I mean? And yeah, so, yeah.
It's gonna benefit both parties. So I'm just hoping that this deal, you know, keeps going. Keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, man, I'm down with it, man. Well, they had like Moose. Who did he even? Was it Moose and Steve Maclin this week? I can't remember. But he had a decent match this week. He was looking good. And actually, I like what they've done with his intro music, too. I feel like Moose might be one of those guys they might be considering, at least. I think before it's said and done, we're going to see Moose pop up at least in NXT.
Moose is definitely 100% WWE bound. I'm not for sure, like you said, what his contract is. We all know it. He really stayed. But I think here sooner or later, come next year or the year after that, yeah, he's gonna be shipping to NXT full time. I think he's gonna be for sure on the roster. Because WWE is gonna want him for that main future. So.
Yeah, for sure. So overall, we're gonna give the Impact Zone this week. I don't know. I'm all across the board with it this week, man. I'm giving everybody like a 6. But yeah, and then of course, like I said, over on SmackDown Live, like I said, I think I already said that though. I give them like a 7 because I mean we already went over that. You know, Brock Lesnar with the ripped pants, good. Nothing too special on SmackDown, man. This week again, Booker T, because of Booker T and Brock Lesnar, a 7. You know what? 7.5 for SmackDown. 7.5 because of that. I'm gonna go ahead and give them, and then, dude, let's one more thing I want to talk about before I'm going to actually move on to the, well, we know about WrestleMania here, but I'm going to get on that. Trust me, we're about to get into the hot, but before we do that, one more thing. How about, and you know, and I think I talked shit about them in the first episode, but I think I might have did, or I might have not mentioned them or not, but I think they might have been on the list of people I hate, but they have maybe slowly come off, because I'm watching Worlds Collide here, and they have the tag match, and then who is it? The Psycho Clown and what's his face against New Day, man. New Day actually looked really good, man. New Day, honestly, I would say, dude, let the New Day go to AAA for a little bit. They looked really good. They looked like a serious tag team. Like they looked like they were real challengers, man. Of course, they lost, babe. Yeah.
You look good in that ring. Like, no doubt about it. Like, when you with a top tag team like New Day, I don't care who you put. We've seen the matches that they have with the Usos before and stuff like that. So, you know, they can work. So, you know, them doing that with a New Day. Yeah, it's over the top.
Yeah, man, and like tonight, they reminded us. Let's not forget, even though, you know, with their whole transitioning into like a mid card, I don't want to say comedy, but it's kind of been comedy, like, you know, with them losing the belts and then saying they're mourning the belts and all this stuff. It's been cool, but honestly, tonight they reminded us that, hey, man, look, we're one of the greatest tag teams of all time. You know what I mean? We're like future Hall of Famers, man. And they put a banger on, and I took them seriously. Like, they didn't win the match, but I'm going to get to that. So, Psycho Clown and what's his face retain the belts. But then the lights go out and the Wyatt Six pull up on these boys. The Wyatt Six pulling up at Triple A. And I was like, holy shit. Because honestly, I have not taken the Wyatt Six seriously. I wasn't thinking about them at all. The lights go out. I really didn't know who it was. And, yeah.
I just don't know what WWE is really trying to produce in him. And I understand, you know, it's the whole, you know, Bray Wyatt thing.
Yeah.
Keep his legacy alive.
Right.
Like that. And that's all well and good. But I just feel like the audience is not really resonating with them like that. And I just feel like they're not really interested in stuff like that. So,
well, until tonight, because I would agree with you. But tonight, I feel like that changed the game. You know what I mean? I really do feel like it changed the game. Because, I don't know, something happened. I could be wrong. Maybe I was just excited for the show and it was a crazy-ass surprise. But I feel like, well, we're going to see. We're going to see. I feel like we're going to see. I feel like, to me at least, tonight with them popping up at Worlds Collide, taking out the clowns, and sending a message that they're going after the AAA titles. And that's crazy because here's the thing. They already have the SmackDown tag belts. So my thing is, if they really want to run with this, you could make it like these guys could be like, you know, like collecting belts, going around just to different promotions, like just taking people's tag belts. I mean, come on. You got fucking 200 belts, Monet. All right, walking around. I mean, at this point, she's going to make up her own title and win that too. You know what I mean? So if she can walk around with like 20 belts, these guys can get a couple. You know what I mean? And I mean, like, you know, maybe now these guys can get taken seriously. Because maybe even, well, you got, what's his name? How many guys you got in there? What is it, like Rowan and what's his face? Because you can put a belt on Uncle Howdy. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe Uncle Howdy go do something. Yeah, it's like four. Yes. You can. You know what I mean? So, yeah, why not? You know what I mean? So, we're going to see. But tonight, I was like, all right, that surprised me. That surprised me. I was kind of impressed with them tonight, okay? Because I ain't going to put my foot in my mouth, and then it pissed me off again. So, you know, we'll see. But tonight, I was like, oh, shit, there go the Wyatt Six. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow. So, that was pretty cool to see that. But I just wanted to say that. But to go back to where I was at, Yeah. I mean, that's that. But let's go back into this. So first of all, we know what's been the elephant in the room here. We've gotten to the point in the show where we're getting to the meat and potatoes. You know, as my man Booker T would say, you know what I'm saying? No bread, no water, just meat. Okay, we're getting into it right now. The big news. Triple H obviously makes the announcement. WrestleMania 43 in Saudi Arabia, baby. We're going international now. And anybody that knows me personally, you guys know that I'm a big traveler. And I love going overseas, man. I love going to them foreign lands and continents. We know it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I was excited because I love every opportunity to flex. And this is a major flex. And I mean, for all my people out there that love going to live events, I mean, I know I ain't the only one. You got fans like, you know, like us, man. You know, people that go to WrestleMania, you know, when they can almost every year, man, or multiple times. We travel, you know, we are WrestleMania connoisseurs. Okay. So the thing is, I know I can't be the only one out there that's excited about this because you got to realize, this is the first WrestleMania that has not happened in the United States. And so, attending this show, and by the way, if you haven't already figured it out, I will be live in Saudi Arabia. I can't wait to do a Trail Count podcast all the way in Saudi Arabia. I can't wait. But, so, what I want to say is, attending this show, is you're going to be a part of history, something that's never been done, right? Not everybody's going to be able to go. Not everybody's going to be able to say they did that. First of all, some people haven't even visited another country. And maybe if you're somebody that's never, maybe you do live shows, maybe you've been to WrestleMania, but you've never visited another country. It's definitely an amazing experience. And now you get to do two things. You get to visit your first country, and then you get to do WrestleMania, the first WrestleMania ever in history, for the first time ever. It may be for the last time. It's probably not going to be for the last time, because I'm pretty sure they're going to do well. And then they're either going to come back to Saudi Arabia, or they'll probably do like London, which I really wanted London, because I've been wanting to go to London. Believe it or not, I almost, but I didn't do it. I was like, I'll wait for a bigger show, because I almost did London for AEW, just because I was like, hey, you know what? I can go to London and I can go do wrestling in London. But I was like, you know what? I'll wait for WWE to hit London. And I do think that in the future that they will do a WrestleMania in London. I think there'll be one in London. I think they'll do one in Paris. It's going to get one. I think, you know, Australia, right?
Yeah, and what this is a, I think this is a trial run. Just to see how well it's going to do now. I don't.
Well, you got the Royal Rumble. You got the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. So I think the Royal Rumble this January coming up, that's going to be the trial run. Because that's going to give you an idea. Yeah.
No doubt they're going to sell WrestleMania out for sure. Royal Rumble, they definitely going to do good on. So that this kind of determines right here, okay, well, if this works out, okay, we're going to probably start taking WrestleMania internationally, not every year, but they probably do once every few years or something like that. They may.
Not every year. Maybe like every couple of years, every other. I mean, that's what I mean, you know, I'm not the booking, I'm not whatever, but honestly, it would make sense to where, you know, hey, you know, maybe like this year coming up here, we going back to Vegas. Super excited for that. Shout out to Vegas. I can't wait to get back out there. And you know, you get Vegas in 2026, and then obviously, like I said, we got Saudi Arabia in 2027, and then maybe in 2028, then, you know, you go somewhere back in the States, right? And then 2029, yeah.
You're starting to build all these new stadiums. You got Washington, you got Jacksonville, Tennessee Stadium getting ready to be built. So you got all those stadiums getting ready to be built in the future. So, yeah, it's about to be something probably big down through the years coming up.
Exactly. Because now all the, like you said, all these big cities are trying to put these stadiums. I mean, that's the new wave right now. If you have a nice big ass stadium, dude, you know, you got all type of concerts and events that are gonna gravitate towards that thing. You know what I mean? And now, you know, you can start putting big bids in for your city for these major events like a WrestleMania, you know what I mean? Or like even like a Super Bowl, you know what I mean? All these type of things can start happening for you if you have the venue that can accommodate. So like you said, it's all about the business. And you know, a lot of these fans, and of course, obviously, before this announcement, man, you know, we already were dealing with this crap with some of these, you know, fickle-ass, broke-ass fans. Crying about the ticket prices and all this, and now they're crying about, I mean, obviously, even before this, you know, not everybody is a fan of Saudi, you know. Again, you know, guys, I don't get wrapped up in the politics, man, and all that, and obviously, you know, with you know, all the stuff they say about Saudi, because they don't, the reason they don't like Saudi or whatever, and then some people are just talking out their ass, man. Some people, I mean, you do have some very educated people that have their knowledge and facts on Saudi, and they don't agree with how they do business there, and I respect that. But then you have some fans who are just, they just like to talk, man. They don't really know what they're talking about. They just, whatever, it's like they're, like, I don't know, man, it's like they're fucking, I call them like a parrot, you know, a parrot or a peat, whatever they hear, right, or whatever, right? Like a fucking, so, or like a, or whatever, you know. And what they do is they, they just go in here and they just squawk about whatever they hear, whatever they read on the fucking internet, or whatever they hear their friend at the water cooler at work say. You know, whatever's trending, if it's cool right now to hate Saudi, that's what they're gonna do. If it's cool to like Saudi, they're gonna be the biggest Saudi fans you ever seen. They're gonna follow the trend. They're gonna follow the trend, right? So they don't really have a real opinion. It's just, oh, how can I sound cool like everybody else? You know. So you know, honestly, you know, forget them. It doesn't matter. Their opinions really don't matter to me. They damn sure don't matter to TKO. Because honestly, most of these people that do all the toxic back and forth on the social media sites, man, most of them don't really invest into the product. People got to understand that TKO is catering to the fans like me and you, man, that are at these shows. We're at WrestleMania every year, man. You know, we're at the local shows. Like even myself here coming up, there's at least one or two Monday Night Raws that I will be at just next month in October alone. And then, of course, obviously, I'll be at, so well, me and you both will be at Survivor Series in November there coming up. And then we got other stuff going on. So, like, we're at shows all, I think, like I said in my last show, I think I'm already like, man, like, I think for me, it's going to be a total of at least 7 or 8 shows that I did this year. I did Money in the Bank. I did some other stuff in between. I even did some AEW stuff. I'm all over the place. So, of course, so my whole point is, you know, we're buying merch. We're going to shows. We invest into the product. We are the type of fan that TKO gives a shit about. We're the consumer. We're you know, or whatever, right? Because at the end of the day, this is a business, right? So people getting online and talking about, oh, you know, we've been priced out the market. They don't care about, you know, us. Honestly, they never gave a shit about you guys. I mean, you know what I mean? The thing is, and then what's crazy, you got some people saying that, oh, well, you know, at least when Vince was there, things were affordable. Let me tell you something. First of all, during the Vince McMahon era, the company wasn't a public traded company. Things were different. You know, he didn't have all these sponsors or TKO to deal with. He charged what he could. And let me tell you something. At the time, Vince McMahon was doing what was good for Vince McMahon. So it wasn't because, oh, I'm going to set these prices because, oh, yeah, because I care so much about the family and the so-called average fan, whatever the fuck that means. Because somebody on social media earlier was talking about, us average fans have been priced out. I don't even know what that even means, but whatever. But he never did it to make it affordable. It just so happened that I guess, you know, for certain people's budget, it was more affordable back then because of the business module that he had that worked for him. But the business module that he had was, again, it was lucrative for him. And that was the most money he could make at the time. I promise you, if you fast forward and you put Vince McMahon in this TKO era, or even if you go back in time and you give Vince McMahon a business module where he can make the same money that TKO is making right now, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Those prices would have been the same that they are right now. If he could have got away with doing that shit, he would have did it. Vince McMahon didn't give a fuck about you guys. Yeah.
I think he would have went. I think if he was still, I believe if he was probably still in charge, he probably would have jacked the price up.
Yeah, most definitely. If he still worked there, he'd be doing the same thing.
You have to change with the time. So, yeah, eventually the ticket prices probably would have kind of rose up. So,
yeah, you know, and I'm done on this show spending the last 15. We're not gonna make this a trend where I'm gonna entertain these brokies, as they call them, as the kids call them, the brokies. Not gonna give the brokies airtime, but I will say this. You know, I mean, first of all, everybody's in a different financial boat. It's levels to this, right? And this ain't me flexing or trying to shit on anybody. This is just what it is, right? That's what it is. You have your lower class, your poor people. You got your middle class. You got your rich people. Whatever, right? So the thing is if you're one of those people complaining about the prices and about Saudi and about all this other shit, just be honest with yourself. If you had the money, you wouldn't give a shit. You wouldn't be online saying anything because you personally can't afford it. I mean, that's me right now. I can't afford it. I go to shows all the time. I'll be in Saudi. I'll be wherever WWE goes. You're not going to see me online defending other people that can't afford it because I frankly don't give a shit. I can't afford it. So that's all that matters to me, right? And that may sound very selfish, but that's just what it is. Like, what do you want me to do? Okay, hey, there's people that can't afford certain shit. What do you want me to do about it, right? And I'll say this. If you are under 30 years old, I'll cut you a break. When I was in my 20s, hell, you know, I was still figuring things out and still building my wealth. I mean, honestly, I'm still doing that. You know, but I'm making a lot more money than what I used to make, you know, so I'm doing well for myself at this age of 37. But if, you know, but then, I mean, if that's you, don't concern yourself with being able to afford wrestling tickets. What you need to concern yourself with is picking up a real job, picking up a real, not even a real job, but picking up a real career that's going to put real money in your pockets. I always tell people there's, you know, this is for my young people out there, you know, I always tell them, you know, there's two different things, a job and a career, right? A job, I just show up there and do whatever, and I'm just going to keep doing that for the rest of my life until I either stop working there. I mean, because there is no forward progression in a job. You know, my job is to come here and do this, and I go home, and that's it. There's no future here, right? But a career, right, like me in the military, with the military, hey, you know, there's ranks to go up and get. There's things, there's schools, there's continuous education, there's training to go get so you can do what? So you can get to the next level so you can what? So you can progress. That is what a career, you see there's a future there. There's other opportunities there. And with those opportunities come more money, right? So that's the end. There's an end to that rainbow there, right? So that is different between, I have a career. I don't have a job all the time. I tell people, I don't have a job. I have a career. Because that's what it is. So that's my tidbit there to the guys, the young guys. Right now, the least of your concerns should be ticket prices. You should be getting your bread up so you can do whatever the hell you want. And then you can get out the comment section looking all goofy on Instagram. Now, my people that are 30 plus, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, we've been here how long? We got to get it together. We're getting too old to be having what I call toddler money. You got toddler money. You got Fisher Price money. I mean, honestly, right now, we're in a new era, man, where you got kids. I mean, honestly, I'll be honest, man. I mean, you know, back in the day, man, dude, like, back in the day, man, when I was younger, man, I mean, shit, like, you know, if you were in your 20s, like teens, you know, it was expected for you to be doing some shit like working at the grocery store or something like Burger King. I don't know, like overnight stock or some bullshit, like whatever. But now, man, you got these kids popping out. You got so much shit that we didn't have, man. You got the influencers. You got the all this shit, man. These guys are getting a lot smarter how to get their bread up quicker, man. You got some people working up in corporate at 20 years old. You know what I mean? I'm making a lot more money than me. I'll say it. You know what I mean? So with that said, man, you know, it's getting embarrassing for us older guys. Come on. I mean, I'm looking in the comments. A lot of you guys are damn near twice my age. And then you're talking, well, back in the day in the 90s, I would go sit at 79 Heat for $6 in the front row. Well, guess what? First of all, that show no longer exists. And that price doesn't either. Because it's not 1995 or whatever. It's not 1999 anymore. You know what I mean? You know, motherfuckers like, oh man, I used to pay $50 so I could watch Al Snow versus Steve Blackman in a hardcore match. Like, what are you talking about right now? It's 2025. You know what I mean? So this, you know, you guys sound stupid in these comments on social media. You know, you just make yourself look really pathetic. So for you older guys, I don't know. I got no hope for you. Obviously, you're stuck in your ways. A lot of you guys have been broke for decades. You try to blame inflation, and you try to blame Trump, you try to blame whatever, you try to blame Elon, you try to blame the guy around the corner. After listening to this show, you might try to blame the trail count. I don't know. But the thing is that, you know, you guys have been broke for decades. You guys have been broke since, like, Clinton been around. Crazy. You know what I mean? So what's your excuse then? Because actually, as far as I know, the economy wasn't even that bad back then. a lot of you guys have been broke for a while, and every decade or so, it's a new excuse. At some point, you got to get off your ass, and, you know, unless you're disabled or you got some kind of mental issue, honestly, there's so many opportunities out here to go get money. You got to get off your ass. Obviously, you know, there are steps to everything. You know, it might not be exactly what you want to do at the time, but, I mean, there's money out here to be made, you know. And, I mean, hey, if anybody out there is interested, I mean, hit me up, find me on socials, hit the DMs, you know. Hey, I can get you guys in the military, man. You know what I mean? You make some of that active duty money, man, and then you'll be next to me in Saudi Arabia. We'll be spending some Arab dollars out there. But, you know, so. But anyway, that's enough. That's the last episode that I gave y'all about 10 minutes. And that's my rant there on the brokies. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man. And all you guys saying they're going to go out of business because of this, or they're going to. Dude, man, trust me, man. Hey, you got people like me and Jules here. We're here. We're going to keep spending that money. We're going to keep hitting up, taking flights. You know, take, you know.
Yeah, how much money when it gets there, and even before then, just look at how much money they're going to make off WrestleMania this coming year in 2026 in Vegas. They're going to make tons of money, and then they're going to turn around the following year. And not only the Royal Rumble, but they're going to make twice the money off that in 2027, the following year, for WrestleMania. So,
yeah, they're going to make their money all the time. I mean, this company is too far gone into, I mean, they're just, I mean, WWE right now is operating at an all-time high. They got their hands in everything, man. Like, they're just light years ahead of everyone. So anybody out there saying some stupid shit like they're gonna go out of business, like, you're just delusional, or you're just a hater, or you are, I mean, either you're just a major hater, a delusional hater, or you're just, or honestly, you just don't understand how business works. But I mean, it should be common sense at this point. It's just haters and people just miserable because they can't afford the product, or they claim they can't afford the product, or whatever, because it's all, I mean, for the last year now, almost 6 months, has been this. It's the first, it was the bitching about the you know, the prices of the broadcasting, which there's ways around that and ways to I mean, if you have to, there's ways around. Honestly, you can watch everything for free online. There's ways to do it. I don't need to do it, you know. I have all the apps or whatever set up, I'm good to go. But if that's you out there, there's ways to watch it for free on the streaming sites. And then they're talking about that. Then it was ticket prices. Now, obviously, like I said, the Saudi Arabia thing ain't making it any better, because now they're mad about that. So whatever. But yeah, you guys look stupid. You're wasting your time. I love everything that Papa H, TKO, all those guys are doing, man. I'm super excited for everything coming up. So yeah, we're moving on from that, but it's just ridiculous, man. You know, but we got, you already know. Hey, look, I could do a whole episode going off on the brokies. We know it.
We already know.
Like, yeah.
These people, like, they just complain about, you know, sometimes they complain about everything. What they can do, can't do.
Hey, look. If we got any baddies out there now. If we got any baddies, like, you know, I like the snow bunnies and the Latinas. You know, I'm a single guy, you know. But hey, look, if any of those fans are out there and they listening, and they're like, "Damn, I can't afford it." Hey, baby girl, look, you don't count none of this, because you can go to the show with Big Ticket Trail. Don't worry about it. Big Ticket Trail, you know, take one of the baddies. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, you can sit on Big Ticket Trail arm. Don't worry about that. Leave your purse at home. It's good, baby. It's covered. You know what I'm saying? don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So you know, you're trying to go to Raw, SmackDown. What you want to go to Mania? It ain't nothing. Big Ticket Trail, baby. You know what I mean? So, you know, my DMs is open. My DMs is open on IG. Handsome and Wealthy. That's literally, you know what? That pisses them off too, Jules, you know, when I'm in the comments and I start trolling people and I start talking shit to people in the comments, And then they see my username on Instagram. I'm not joking, guys. He knows my name is literally Handsome and Wealthy on Instagram. So then then my page is public. And then they go on my page. And it's always funny when people get pissed at you in the comments because, like, people are so childish. Like, they'll try to, they'll try to go to your page so they can find ammunition. I guess they go looking for something that they can talk shit about. But the thing is, they go to my page. And if anybody out there goes to my page, you see what I mean. Like, it's nothing but a bunch of posts of me just doing, like, epic, cool fucking shit. So I mean, you know what I mean? I think there's a video of me there getting out of my Tesla. And there's a whole clip of us at WrestleMania in Vegas this past year, right? And then just a bunch of stuff of me doing cool stuff. And then a bunch of viral videos or viral reels that I made. Stuff like that. So I mean, there's really nothing. I think I got some military stuff in my stories, and then some travel stuff, obviously, of all the places I've been or whatever. So I mean, what are you really gonna say? What are you gonna go to my page? Like, you know, what are you gonna go to my page and do? What are you gonna come back with that's negative? You're gonna be like, oh yeah, fuck this guy and all his followers and all his cool stuff. Like, what are you like? How stupid do you sound? You know what I mean? like, there's really nothing. You're going to be able to come back. So I find it always funny when people go to my page. And the reason I know they go to my page is because this is how stupid they are, right? Once they go to the post and they can't find anything, they'll go to my story, right? And you know, on Instagram, you can see who's viewing your stories. And I obviously I'll go to the views and I'll see that it was just the same guy that was trying to, that tagged me. But I mean, they'll tag me, man. They'll tag me in a whole paragraph. Like, just like, yeah. And what's funny is I never respond to them. And that's my tip to some of you guys out there, right? Don't argue with these clowns on Instagram, right? Here's the thing, right? They want to talk shit. They want to do whatever. Let them. Here's the thing, right? You want to piss somebody off. The biggest way to piss somebody off and make them feel like ultimately like disrespected, like you don't even care about them, is to totally ignore them. Because that says everything. That says, hey, you know what? I saw your comment. I don't give a shit what you have to say. So think about it. I already said what I had to say. So let me get this straight. You're upset. Obviously, I know I pissed you off. Here's the thing, right? So you're upset. So now you expect me to get upset because you're upset. You see how stupid that sounds? I'm not gonna. You're the one that's pissed off, not me. I already said what I had to say. You can drop whatever fucking, you know, paragraph about me all you want. Whatever, dude. Who gives a shit, right? So honestly, when I'm online, even in real life, I hate saying real life because. Honestly, social media is real life. People will say, it's just social media. But, you know, no, I mean, to me, it's all the same. So, but I mean, you know, in person, online, I carry myself like a celebrity. Think about it. You go to a lot of these celebrity pages or even some of the wrestlers, and you look, people are always in the comments talking shit. You don't see, well, now I'm not going to always say, like, because some of them do respond sometimes. But for the most part, a lot of people, you don't see them, talking back to fans or saying anything. They just leave them on scene. Because the thing is, I already know who I am, right? If you're supposed to be that dude, if you're on top, then there's no reason to come down and talk to peasants, the brokies. There's no reason. You know what I mean? Right? You know what I'm saying? Who cares? Who cares what they got to say? Right? So, but anyways, enough of that, you know. But yeah, man. So, wrapping up here, we got like the big thing here, obviously. Obviously, next weekend, we got WrestlePalooza stack card, super stack. Looking forward to it. We're gonna talk about that next time, but because we got time for that. But also the big one tomorrow night, man. We got that Canelo Crawford fight, man. Who you got in that fight, man? Put him on the spot.
Let's say Crawford. I'm not messing.
Ooh, you going for the? I feel like Crawford's an underdog.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go with Crawford on this one.
You gonna put money on? You gonna bet on it? You gonna use that? You gonna get on the app? You gonna put some money? You are gonna put some money on it?
We'll see, because that could be a dangerous fight.
Nah, is it? You gotta put some money on it, man. Honestly, I'm going the safe route. I'm going Canelo, man. He's good, man. I feel like Canelo. But honestly, I'm going to call Canelo by decision, though.
Yeah, think that could be how this thing plays out. And I think it could go by the punch count. So how many punches get thrown in this fight? I don't think it's going to be too much of a TKO type of situation, knockout type situation. I don't think it's going to go that route. I think it's more of a punch count stat. And I think it's going to be close. It's going to be close. But it's that one number that's going to equal out over the other. And that's how this thing is going to probably play out. So.
Okay. We're going to see, man. Of course, Canelo Crawford live tomorrow night. I believe, we're on the West Coast, man. I'm out here in L.A., my boy Jules out here in AZ. So for us, that's 6 p.m. For us, West Coast time, 6 p.m. start time. I know, obviously, man, I'm wondering what time. I guarantee that they don't even come out. They probably won't even come out there till about, 8 or 9 p.m. or something like that. Because, you know, what's the rest of the card look like? Have you seen the card? Have you seen the rest of the card? I don't even know who else is fighting. Obviously, everybody's watching for Canelo Crawford, but
obviously, everything pretty much is undercard. And then, of course, they the main fight. So, usually, you know, all of them celebrities and stars and all that, usually they don't get there until the main event.
I wonder who else, or is there going to be other... Well, I'm assuming, yeah, there will be other fights on before them. Yeah. So we'll have to go check that out. I'll have to look that up and see what's up. But, yeah, obviously I'll be tuning in. I'm going to be at home, man, here on the 85-inch screen. Maybe get some beers, man. Got the get some pizza, man. Have a little cheat day, man. You know, I do my gym stuff. But we're gonna you know, enjoy the night, man, and watch the fight at home. I mean, take advantage of that.
Don't forget to also, of course, all in. It's going to be on the 20th, too, as well. So, yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah, and I believe they offset the that was another thing that, now this was AEW, but I think it was, AEW moved. Was it up or down? They moved the time because they didn't want to go head-to-head with WrestlePalooza, man. To me, that's a punk-ass move. Tony Khan there getting a little scared there to me. But, I mean, hey, you know what, man? I mean, hey, the fans end up winning because now you don't have to. I mean, for me, I got multiple screens in here, man. Honestly, what I was going to do, I was going to put all out on the MacBook screen. And then, of course, up on the big boy, the 85, I got the Palooza going on the 85 at the same time. But, hey, that's cool, man. Now we got two different time slots, so. I think is it all out coming on first before Palooza? Yes.
Yeah. All out is coming on first, and then followed by WrestlePalooza later on that night. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's cool, man. So just a whole bunch of wrestling going on. So yeah, man, can't wait for that one. But yeah, man, that's the big one. So. We're going to try to hop back on a pod tomorrow, guys. We're going to follow up, or either tomorrow or Sunday, we're going to get a pod before the weekend's done here, and we'll do we'll do our whole review here on the fallout from Canelo Crawford, and see, I feel like something crazy is going to happen, man. I don't know. I feel like something either funny or something. It's always something at these events, man. And, you know, and then we're, yeah. Yeah, I feel like something's going to happen, man. Hopefully it's going to be a good show. And then obviously, like I said, and then don't forget, then we got your boy Mike. Well, I don't know that, but that's not going to happen tomorrow. But it's something, I don't know when that. I mean, has the date for that been announced yet? The, what is that, Mayweather-Tyson? Mayweather-Tyson.
The date has not been set yet. I don't know it, of course, it is happening next 2026.
Oh, damn, they're making us wait. That's going to be, probably next summer, next summer or some shit, dude.
Don't get a date set. Just right now, they're just probably going to promote it right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see what happens, man. All right, man. Well, it's time for the final segment of the show. I'm going to get out of here, man. It's getting late, 12 o'clock here on the West Coast, even later on the East Coast, I think. It's like 3 over there already, I think, something like that. I got to get up in the morning, hit the gym, man. I got some clients. If everybody doesn't know, I'm also a part-time personal trainer, man. Again, I got like 2 careers, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I got some clients in the morning. I got to get up and train. I don't overwork myself too much. I only book clients when I feel like it. But I'm going to make some money this weekend. So we're going to do that. Before we go, it's time for the trail count. This part of the show is where I just go the top 3 stars of the week, man. And number 1 on the trail count, we got AJ Lee bringing that heat. I'm talking about, man. She looking good, too, man. She's looking good. And that's crazy. She came out there with the Intercontinental title. She straight up stole the Intercontinental title. I mean, she gave it back. That's funny as hell. I didn't even realize she even had the belt. She came out there. I was like, wait a minute. What the hell? Did I miss an episode? She done stole the belt, man. That shit was funny, dude. And, you know, eventually we're going to get AJ Lee versus Becky Lynch, though, after this match. I can't wait for that. And then at number 2, man, my boy, Hangman Cowboy Shit, Adam Page, boy, talking about. He bought that business, standing on business. And I'm talking about he carrying that AEW world title that's been, he done dusted it off. He done shined it up because, you know, it's been in that stink-ass briefcase for all the damn months. We ain't going to talk about that. That stupid-ass storyline. Shit in the briefcase or whatever. But anyway, we're going to move on. Number 3, that boy, Trick. Whoop that Trick Williams. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. And how about this past Thursday when he jumped my man? Was it Mike Santana? That boy came out the shadows. He came out of the shadows and he jumped Mike Santana. He jumped that boy in the bleachers in the stands, boy, talking about. You know what I'm saying? He ain't fucking with y'all boys. You know what I mean? So that's my top 3 of the week right there. AJ Lee, Hangman Page, Trick Williams. Match of the week got to go. I had it at the street fight. Believe it or not, I gave AEW some love, and I called my match of the week was the Tony Storm in the Sky Blue, but now I had to change it, man. They had changed it. Dirty Dom and Vikingo then stole the show tonight, man. They had a banger of a match. I like that boy Vikingo, man. They got to give that boy a look, man. I like to see Vikingo in, like, NXT or something, man. But that was the match of the week there. Like I said, tomorrow night, guys, we're going to jump back on the pod tomorrow night. Going to try to do a pod tomorrow after the fight and try to get that thing uploaded late on a Saturday night, early Sunday morning for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So look out for that. Well, we thank y'all tonight for tuning in to the Trail Count. And, of course, my man Jules, thank you, man, for staying up with me, man, rocking with your boy. And we out till next time. 1, 2, 3, Trail Count.